Hello and welcome to www.thoughtoftheweek.co.uk. This is David Gardner and this week's thought is called Less Stress, More Time. I poured a nice cup of coffee, turned on my laptop and prepared myself for hundreds of unread emails. Like so many people this time of year, I just arrived back into the office after a relaxing holiday. However, thanks to a little tip I heard from David Allen, author of Getting Things Done, my relaxed feeling from my holiday didn't disappear in the flood of emails that followed. The secret is called the 2-minute rule. The 2-minute rule is really simple. If you have an email or an action that takes less than 2 minutes and you decide it's worth doing, then it's more efficient to do it right there and then. Yet it actually takes more time to put it on your to-do list, file it, then recall it later, than if you'd just done it in the first place. And the same applies for verbal and meeting actions, as well as emails. The first time I tried this, I was absolutely amazed at how quickly 95% of my actions disappeared. The secret is the rule forces you, right there and then, to answer the question, what am I going to do with this new input? Is it reference material, an action, or rubbish? On this occasion, I processed 250 emails down to about 12 and completed 50 actions in just over 3 hours. Not filed, but 238 open loops effectively closed with all the stress that goes with them. But here's the flip side. If an action takes more than 2 minutes, I don't do it straight away. Why, you say? Because if you extend the 2-minute rule, then you don't know whether you should be completing this action or whether the action in the next email is really more important. In my example, it would have taken me more than 16 hours to get to the bottom of the list if I'd done every action in turn. Therefore, with items that take more than 2 minutes, I park them on my to-do list. And then when I've got some discretionary time, I go back and complete them in the right order of prioritisation. The added bonus I found is that you won't be feeling guilty about the things you haven't done, because you part them on a list which you will do in order of priority. So if you want just one tip for time management, then the 2-minute rule is the one that can change your life. And if you don't believe me, then try it just once. And I guarantee you'll change your mind. So till next week, be efficient with your time so you have more time doing the things you want to. Thanks very much for listening. This was David Gardner.